All right, this is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day two of our 25 Clients in 25 Days program. Today's topic is I'm afraid I can't have what I want, right? Whether it is I can't have all the clients that I want, I can't have all the money I want, I can't have all the ideal clients that I want, right? It's like, okay, well, I can have clients, but I can't have ideal clients, or I can have clients and they're really good clients, but I don't have clients who are signing up with me for long term, right? There's all of that inner stuff that tells us we can't have what we want. Let's call in our guides and angels. Thank you for the opportunity to heal the wounds, the boo-boos, the pains, the traumas, the experiences of the past. Those things that keep us from stepping into the fullness of who we are. Those things that stop us and say, you better not. You better be safe. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to heal. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to know ourselves differently and to show up differently in the world. We are grateful. And so it is. Okay. Just start tapping at the top of your head and just move to the next point when you're ready. Remember the divine tapping points, top of the head, even though I have this fear that I can't ask. I have this belief that it's not okay for me to ask for something. It's not okay that I want something, something more than I have. Because I've been told time and again, don't ask. Don't ask. Or I've been made wrong for asking. You don't want that. No, you don't want that. She doesn't know what she wants. He thinks he wants it, but no, he doesn't really want that. Don't give it to him. No, he doesn't want that. Or you didn't do this good enough, so you don't deserve. You can't have that. Or you should be ashamed of yourself for asking. What makes you think you can have that? Who do you think you are? All of these past thoughts, past experiences, past teachings and trainings and traumas and situations, all of these have taught me that it's not okay to ask. And even though I learned that well, that it's not okay to ask, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I love myself. I love who I am and how I show up in the world. I love me. And I love that I can expand beyond that vision of who I know myself to be at this moment. I don't have to stay who I am, just like a tree will not stay the way it is today. It will change and grow and expand and evolve and develop new branches and reach higher to the sun and fill itself and clothe itself with beautiful leaves and flowers. I do not have to stay the sapling. I do not have to stay the seedling. I do not have to stay that I can grow into the magnificence that I came here to be. It's what I came to do. And it's okay for me to ask for the food and the water and the sun and the soil to feed me so that I can grow into who I came to be. It's okay to ask. Everything in nature asks. It asks for what it needs so that it can grow into its own magnificence. Just because someone once upon a time thought I was not enough for a job doesn't make it so. Just because someone once upon a time thought I was not enough for a role doesn't make it so. Just because someone once upon a time thought I was not enough to lead, it doesn't make it so. Just because someone once upon a time thought something about me that was less than empowering, less than who I am, doesn't make it so. I recognize that others have their shit. Others have their shit, and they put it on me because they didn't know how to take care of their own stuff. They didn't know how to handle their crap. They didn't know how to handle their fears, their insecurities, their anxieties. They didn't know how to handle that. And so they put it upon me as a child, as an adult, as someone who could make a decision about my future. Even though I learned somewhere along the line that asking can result in a resounding no, and that hurts. And I learned not to ask. I am willing to consider the possibility that it is indeed safe to ask for what I want, that it is indeed safe to expand beyond who I am today. I am learning that it is safe to show up in the world as I truly am, a magnificent, glorious being of light shining in the world, and understanding that even beings of light can make mistakes. Even beings of light can learn from those mistakes. Even beings of light can stumble. And it's okay when that happens. It doesn't mean I'm not deserving. It doesn't mean I should go back into my cave. It doesn't mean any of that. It only means that I am learning. It is safe for me to show up as this magnificent being of light that I am. And even though it can seem scary out there, it's only because I have not felt safe. I have not practiced feeling safe, practiced believing that I'm safe, practiced knowing that I'm safe, practiced knowing that the divine has my back. I'm willing to explore this new idea that the divine has my back and my front and my up and my down. That I am surrounded by the light of the divine because I am the light of the divine. And that it is safe to ask for what I want. It is safe to ask for wonderful clients who love me, who love my work, who want to work with me, who can't wait to work with me, who think I'm amazing, who are thrilled to pay to work with me because they know what they're going to get. They know the value. They know the transformation they will receive from our working together. It's okay for me to ask for incredible clients who want to work with me and have deep relationships with me, long-term relationships with me. It's what they're looking for too. And they recognize me when they meet me. They recognize me. So I call in these clients. I stand up and I ask for these clients in my life, in my business. I ask for them to show up and to recognize that we are to be together. We are to work together. To recognize beyond any shadow of a doubt, the value is more than what they'll pay in money. because it is. I own this. I own that this is my truth. This is my ask of the universe, of the divine, of my clients. This is my ask that you recognize me, that you say yes, that it's easy, that we work together with ease, with grace, with joy. Because that's who I'm looking for. That's who I call in. That's who I ask for. And it is safe for me to ask, and I deserve to ask. I deserve to call them in. I deserve these clients in my life. And they deserve someone like me in their life. This is my truth. This is my truth. This, right here, is my truth. Nothing else. And so it is. All right, nice deep breath, everybody. Thank you for being here live on the call, everyone. Big hugs to you all. Have a beautiful afternoon, and go get your divine on. We'll see you on the call tomorrow. Bye, everybody.